Welcome back to NewsWorks Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. President Obama's announcement this week that the number of Americans enrolled in the Affordable Care Act has topped 8 million comes along with news that there's controversy over the Census Bureau revamping the way it asks about the uninsured. Let's get into it with Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. Hi, Frank.
Hello, Dave.
Well, Frank, as a pollster, you've often stressed the importance of how questions are posed. What's the brouhaha over the Census Bureau questioning?
Well, I would begin my remarks, how's that for a way to state this, with the fact that anything to do with the Affordable Care Act is controversial because it's so political, as we've talked about before. It looks to me like the Census Bureau is executing what had been in the works for a number of years now, and that is a revision and improvement in the way they ask in their surveys about being uninsured. And we're certainly sympathetic to that. We revise questions when we think that they could get at something in a better way, and that's what they're doing. The timing's unfortunate. But they have had this in the works, and now instead of asking just a retrospective question about all of last year, they're going to hone in and say, right now, what's your insurance status? And the census officials and statisticians there think that's going to give them a better assessment, but it is going to disrupt the trend, and that's what's caused the controversy.
Is there, though, any ambiguity that the uninsurance rate is dropping?
I don't think so. In fact, I was in Washington this week and actually went over to Health and Human Services, and we met representatives of Gallup with firms, representatives from other firms that have been measuring the trends in the uninsured. And one consensus that came out of that meeting was it's across many surveys that the rate of those who don't have health insurance has been coming down. So I think that's a conclusion that is pretty well substantiated by every bit of data that I've looked at.
Does Gallup focus more closely on the demographics?
We've been able to isolate in some interesting research those who look like they're newly insured this year, which is about 4%. About 4% of the population, by our estimation, have insurance this year and didn't in 2013. And we looked at those individuals, and I can say several things about that population. They are younger, no question about that, as we would expect. They have lower incomes, and that's to be expected as well. One key would be the health status of these newly insured individuals. And based on our estimates on preliminary data, it looks like their self-reported health is no better or no worse than the population in general. So these newly insured Americans are not extremely healthy on a relative basis. But on the other hand, they don't skew down into those who say their health is fair or poor. So I would say it's about average for all health of Americans taken as a group, and that can be interpreted as good or bad news depending on where you came from.
And as you've stated that so much of the interpretation is based on political stripe, what's your hunch on whether this will change Republicans' attitudes toward the health care law?
We've been monitoring that carefully because we've seen an inflection point in attitudes towards the ACA last fall, around October, when we had the government shutdown and the malfunctioning healthcare.gov exchanges and President Obama having to say, well, maybe I really didn't mean it when I said, if you like your health plan, you can keep it. We did see the attitudes go more negative. And actually, I was thinking that attitudes may now shift more positive because of the news that's coming out about the large number of people who've signed up for new health insurance. But as of last week, we haven't seen it, and I haven't seen it in most polling that I've been monitoring as well. So it may come, and we may have Republicans who get a little more positive, and attitudes will be less negative than they have been, but we just haven't seen it so far.
Frank, this is Easter weekend. Update us on the percentage of Americans who identify with a Christian faith.
It is by far the majority of Americans who identify with any faith. Keep in mind, Dave, and we've talked about this before, depending on your measurement, anywhere from 18 to 20% of Americans don't have a religious identification. They're the nones, N-O-N-E-S. So you've got about 80% who are left. And of that group, well over 90% identify with some form of Christian faith. About 4 or 5%, depending on how you measure it, of Americans who have an identification with a faith that, in general, not a nun, identify with some faith that's not Christian. So the overwhelming majority of Americans who have an identification this Easter season are Christian.
Is the number of nuns, N-O-N-E-S, growing?
The number of nuns certainly has been growing. That's been a phenomenon that everybody's been talking about in the field of religious research scholarship over the last decade or two. In our rankings here, in our trending here, it's leveled off. We haven't seen it increasing at the rate that it had been increasing previously. So that's where I would say we stand at this moment.
Frank, lastly, with Chelsea Clinton's announcement this week that she's expecting Update us on how many young people say they would like to have children.
Oh, the vast majority. We did some in-depth research on this last year because the fertility debate had been dropping. And so we speculated, and others, that maybe this is a result of the fact that young people today simply don't want children. But we found actually that's not the case. Of everybody that was 18 to 40 that we interviewed that did not have children, the vast majority said they would like to. Here was the breakdown of 18 to 40-year-olds. 53% at the time of the interview already had children. 40% said they want to have children someday, even though they don't have them now. And that left just 6% who said they don't have children and didn't want to have children, didn't plan to have children. And that's really little change over the last decade. So Chelsea Clinton, now that she's expecting, and congratulations to Chelsea Clinton, is representative of a large group of those under 40 in the American population who actually want to have children.
Thanks, Frank.
You bet, Dave.
Frank Newport, editor-in-chief at the Gallup Poll. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.